This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University hands out some degrees and awards at each commencement ceremony, an honorary degree and distinguished service awards, and they're looking for nominations. Joey Hellini is a senior lecturer in the Department of Radio, Television, and Digital Media and chair of the Campus Nominations Committee. Joey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer. It's a pleasure.
For people who are unfamiliar with this honorary degree or with a distinguished service award, what type of person are you looking for, and who are some of the notable people who've received it?
It's really two different kinds of awards. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can preface this by saying the committee that I'm a chair of is made up of representatives of the campus constituency groups. So I'm there as an appointee of the Faculty Senate, and others are there as appointee of the Graduate Council or the Dean's Council or student government. So it's a wide range of people on campus that advise the chancellor as to who he might recommend for these awards. And so our job is to go out and try to get some nominations to be on programs like this, or to go back to the constituency groups to say, hey, who do you think would be good for this? So it's not just our brains trying to come up with people. It's, you know, that we can select from a wide pool. The honorary degrees are, you know, certainly one of the highest awards that the campus bestows. And they're presented to individuals who have made what's called outstanding scholarly contributions, or are of considerable renown in any field of activity. The degree can also be awarded to people who have uniquely contributed to human well-being, or whose accomplishments resulted in a marked benefit to society. So they're not necessarily somebody that has a direct connection to SIU, although some of them and many of them in the past have. The previous honorary degree recipients include former Illinois governors Jim Edgar, William Stratton, and Otto Kerner, former SIU Carbondale professor Bucky Fuller, that most of us are aware of, former SIU Chancellor Donald Beggs. One of the more recent ones that I think is a notable one, Joan Higginbotham, who is an SIU alumna and the first Saluki to fly aboard a space shuttle. Mm-hmm. So she received an honorary degree. Eddie Albert, the actor and humanitarian, was one of our honorary degree awardees. The co-founder and the retired CEO of C-SPAN, Brian Lamb, got a degree. Former U.S. Senator Paul Simon got a degree, as did his wife, Jeannie Hurley Simon. Dick Gregory, who recently passed away, who was an SIU alum, comedian, author, activist, he was an awardee of the degree. Judge Abner Mikva of Chicago area. One of the Little Rock Nine, who just marked their 60th anniversary of integration of the Little Rock school system. One of those was a alum, and she got an honorary degree.
Those are the honorary degrees, but there's also this Distinguished Service Award. So how do the two differ, and what are you looking for there?
Yeah, Distinguished Service Award are people that have contributed to Southern Illinois, the state, the nation, the world, or the university. And I think in practical terms, it's often been somebody with a direct tie and service to the university. So we've had people like last year, businessman Greg Cook, who is certainly a big supporter of SIU athletics, Gene Callahan, former SIU Board of Trustees member, journalist and political advisor, Didi Itner, who, gosh, if you're around the SIU campus at all, you've come across the great volunteer activities of Didi. Other recipients in the past included Mike Lawrence, the former Paul Simon Public Policy Institute director and former press secretary to Governor Edgar, Dr. Marcia Ryan, the surgeon and philanthropist here from Carbondale, the SIU School of Law founder Hiram Lazar, one of my favorite people in the whole world, Virginia Marmaduke, was a winner, and Marianne Webb from the music department. So it could be from any connection to the university or to Illinois or the region, but more having to do with service above and beyond their job, so to speak. Whereas the honorary degree can be anyone, anywhere that has left a lasting impact on their field of business or education or study or whatever.
Joey Helini is the chair of the nominations committee looking for nominees for the honorary degree at SIU as well as the Distinguished Service Award. He's also a senior lecturer in the Department of Radio, Television, and Digital Media. Joey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. It was a pleasure.